Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review coming to you from Sports Byline USA out here in San Francisco. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us as we take you through, take you through an hour of video game talk, not just talk, but I'll give away a brand new game as I do at 40 After. I got a good one this today, a Call of Duty Vanguard, the PS4, PS5 edition. Works for both. That'll be at 40 After. I would imagine people might be interested in that. Use the email address to win the game, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can use rick@sportsbyline.com to ask for the cheat code. I give that away at the end of the show. This is what we do here. This is, we're on these Sports Talk networks, but we just talk video games, all video games, for the 1 hour. Sportsbyline.com, go there, click listen live to hear these shows. Also, SB Nation Live, as we're on the SB Nation Network out of Houston, Texas. On your satellite dial, Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick Channel. And Dan's a tall drink of water. Met him years ago at a NAB. But we're here talking video games on Sirius as well. Where are my truckers out there with the wide line fever? Come on in and get heard that way as well. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well. And on your cable system, CRN Digital Plus 2, 35 million homes, y'all. That's right. Coming through your televisions to get the program that way. However you are receiving us, it is great to have you with us. Once again, I'm Rick Tittle. We talk video games here. I got an interview coming up here on the other side from someone in the biz. But we're going to talk with neophytes and hardcore gamers, everyone in between. We've never had better video games, but there's still a lot of junk out there. So let's sift through it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we'll find out what's going on. I'll also let you know new releases this week, which means that games come from the top shelf down, and then they maybe get a little bit of a price reduction as well. We'll take a look at all that. Your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We only got an hour. We got to pack it in. So I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
You're always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. My friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Waiting on our guest. We're trying to figure out the connection. He's joining us live from Germany. And who knows what hour it is. Welches Uhr? We'll have to... Woher kommst du? In welches Stadt? He's here to... Oh, Torsten, do I have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. This is Torsten Foote, and he is with GS2 Games and joining us live from Deutschland, and he's here to talk about five PS5 exclusive games from GameStop that are all rated E, so the whole family can enjoy them. First of all, Torsten, where are you in Germany?
I'm in Krefeld. That's nearby Düsseldorf. So Cologne area, if you like to
say. Is that Nordrhein-Westfalen?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah, I have family in Paderborn and Solingen auch.
Ah, okay. That's nearby.
Yes, not too far by. All right, as I mentioned, GameStop, five titles for the PS5, all coming in at $19.99 each. Let's talk about the first one, 3D Mini Golf Remastered. What's going on there?
Ah, well, 3D Mini Golf, it's a family game, so you can sit in the living room, play with your kids. And we have 54 different holes, actually, in three nicely nice scenarios. It's a park, a camping site, and a beach where your tours can take place. And you can play it with up to four players on your sofa.
So when you think about the, excuse me, the graphic... And, you know, audio musical muscle of the PS5, you probably had a lot of fun in designing all these courses, huh?
We actually had, yes. But don't expect a AAA game when you pay $20 for a video game.
We get it. No, we know the price point. But but when you talk about mini golf, peewee golf, putt-putt golf, whatever you want to call it, you can have so much fun with the holes. It doesn't have to look like Augusta, does it?
It doesn't. We even have some holes where you have some special obstacles which are moving around, so you have to make the right decision when to start the movement of your ball and all that stuff.
The second game is 3D Billiards Pool and Snooker Remastered. For a lot of people who have not been to the British Isles, as they say, snooker, and it's got longer channels. It's a little bit harder than pool. So you've got both of these table games covered here.
Yes, we have both covered. Yes, the snooker game, it's on a large table with smaller balls and even a lot of more balls and special rules about how you when you need to move on a red ball and a colored one to get the most points out of the game. So it's a bit harder. And besides that, we have the classic pool variants of 8, 9, and 10 balls.
Moving on to Game 3, Summer Sports Games 4K Edition. And I know we can't use the O word in describing this, but it sure looks like it, especially with some of these decathlon type of events like javelin throw and the shot put, archery, hammer. It's just a lot of track and field fun there.
Yes, it is. And we don't have to use the O word. Because in the mid-80s, there was a game called Summer Games. You might know it from the C64.
Oh, the Commodore. And,
yeah, the Commodore, right. And at a certain point, we thought, okay, well, that was quite popular those days. And today, there are a lot of games where you have to spend a lot of money after you bought the game, actually. And a lot of games where you kids are so attracted with them that they're asking every 2 days if they can buy any new stuff for it. And so we wanted to have something you pay once and you can sit there with your whole family and have a lot of fun. And it plays something like the old title, but without breaking the joysticks. So today, the game pads.
Or putting the stigmata through your hand, right, as you wiggle that thing back and forth. And yes. Also, you know, 120 hertz res, you've got, you know, 3D audio, hardware, ray tracing is just a whole lot prettier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
And then conversely, when like now, as we're back into standard time and it's starting to get a little bit colder, winter sports 4K edition and ski jumping, slalom, bobsledding, and even the thrill a minute, curling, right?
Yeah, right. We wasn't not sure about curling, but in the end, it made so much fun. So we kept it in. And actually, when it caught me, you caught me on a try on downhill skiing because I need to wait for your call. Also, whole family, you will have a lot of fun with curling. It takes a lot of time, but it makes such fun.
What about putting like Easter eggs or cheat codes in this? Or is it basically just as it is, as it's laid out?
Run, so it's also some kind of sport. And it's the first levels are quite easy, so you can easily manage to get through them. But especially when you start the second world, you will need some more lives to go on.
Four worlds in this game, and that's always to me also a really cool kind of mouth-watering proposition. Like, how do you want to do it? You know, in the old days, it would be, you know, okay, we're going to do the forest, and then we're going to do New York, and then we're going to go do Tokyo, and now we're in a dojo. But you can do anything you want with those kids. So, can you talk a little bit about the four worlds in that game?
We have this jungle going on there, and especially the lights in the different tropical areas or sandy areas or mountain areas, especially did a lot with the lights. So you will find yourself in the bright area or at the evening hours. So it looks really awesome.
So where you are you a Borussia Dortmund fan at the Westfalenstadion?
Actually, my girlfriend is a Dortmund fan.
Who do you support?
Meanwhile, I'm on the same page, actually.
Well, the old happy wife, happy life thing?
not only.
All right. Well, I want to make sure everybody, as I said, they're all rated E for everyone. They're $19.99 each. And this is, I must stress again, a GameStop exclusive for the PS5. The five games are 3D Mini Golf Remastered, 3D Billiards Pool and Snooker Remastered, Summer Sports Games 4K Edition, Winter Sports Games 4K Edition, and Panda Hero Remastered. We've been speaking with Torsten Fuchs from GS2 Games from Krefeld. Vielen Dank, mein Freund.
Gerne. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right. Genau. And this is the thing. Some of these games remind me a little bit if you look at them. They're a little cartoony, kind of like the Mii's you would make, the Mii avatars and things like that as well. It's a pretty cool thing. But it was great to talk to to Torsten. Remember, you can always, we're going to be giving a game away on the other side, as we always do at 40 After. You can always email me as well, rick@sportsbyline.com. Questions throughout the day. And then the cheat code. The cheat code comes at the end of the show. That is the customary time. And I like giving them out for older games. And somebody said to me more than once, Rick, we can look up these codes ourselves. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But some of them are a little bit of a deep dive. And some of them I actually know already. I kept voluminous files on some of these cheat codes, especially back in the day when we had the Game Genie and all this other stuff. And I always say, when it comes to a cheat code, if it makes the game more entertaining and more fun for you and you're not playing against somebody else, you're not actually cheating, then why ahead and not just go with that? All right, I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. And lines are available the rest of the way. 1-800-878-PLAY. We're going to give away Call of Duty Vanguard coming up here in the next segment as well. Well, over the last 6 months, we have seen a lot of Elden Ring. We've talked a lot about Elden Ring from Software, people behind Dark Souls. This is going to be online. Not many people have gotten to play Elden Ring. But they did do some network tests this weekend. People did get their hands on it. I saw an article from Mitchell Saltzman of IGN in Southeast Asia. That's where they're, of course, based in San Francisco. But IGN Southeast Asia had an article about how he finally got his hands on it. In the world of The Lands Between. the network tests, if you were picked, that concluded today. For those of you who got to play it, I'm a little bit jealous, obviously. But this is From Software's action RPG that has long outgrown any sort of... what would you call it? Genre defining. I mean, this is going to be their all encompassing thing. But what we've seen from the reports, people who got to play it, is that Elden Ring. And when I hear Elden Ring, I think it's a Skyrim type of thing, or the Elder Scrolls. Elden Ring gets a return to the Souls style, which is the dark fantasy setting, but you know, the mechanics, the gameplay, the split Estus Flask system from Dark Souls 3. It allows you to prioritize health restoratives or mana, and you can distribute your flasks as you see fit. But combat is much slower and more methodical than Bloodborne, and fairly lengthy startup and recovery times, most of your attacks and heals. So you got to pick your spots at the right moments, defend, take a sip of a flask, what have you. A couple of new tools we've seen this time around. A new technique called a guard counter lets you perform a crushing counterattack after a block with your shield. Offensively, you can execute a jump attack that crashes through shields. But the biggest change in terms of actual mechanics is how Elden Ring handles the upgrade paths, which are weapons, arts, skills, what have you. Because previously, the weapons arts were special skills that were unique to a weapon or class of weapon. So, for example, the Batujutsu stance with a katana class weapon in Dark Souls 3, upgrade paths, on the other hand, refer you to the ability to transform a weapon into a different type. So you take it down a path that either, you know, more damage, more elemental affinity, increased scaling, whatever. But with these two mechanics, they're pretty much combined in Elden Ring. And they call it the Ashes of War. So as you play, you find new Ashes of War that can be equipped with your weapons at sites of grace, which is what they call the basically what the bonfire was in the other game. So equipping a new Ash of War 2 weapon not only changes the stats and scaling, but it also overwrites the skills to that new one, to the unique Ash of War. So what am I talking about? Okay, I'll put it to you this way. Let's say you have a character that's focused on the cerebral end, intelligence character, and you find a twin blade. So typically not a weapon that you would use for a, you know, a mage, but it's the best thing you got. So then you find an Ash of War, a glint sword arch, which not only gives the twin blade intelligence scaling, but it makes it viable as a melee weapon for your build. But then it also grants the glint sword arch skill, which summons four magic swords that automatically fly through the air towards any enemy that gets close. So now the twin blade not only works as a great melee weapon for your build, but it comes with a powerful spell that doesn't take up a spell slot. Isn't that cool? But the best part of the Ashes' War is that they're transferable and they don't get consumed when you use them. So if you find a weapon later on that you like more than the twin blade, you can just place the glint sword Ash of War onto that and then transition that new weapon. And that's always been kind of difficult and costly to do in other the Dark Souls games, once you've taken a weapon down a specific upgrade path. But I think that's just way better. Now, as cool as the Ashes of War are, the big departure for Elden Ring is that you're going open world. And before, I mean, look, it felt like an open world in the Dark Souls and Bloodborne games. They weren't, you would say, linear by any stretch of the imagination, but there were only so many paths and you had to go down them. And there were a lot of going back to the, you know, doubling back, going up escalators, going back. You step out into a cave and that's your tutorial. And you're free to go to any direction that you choose. You can follow the recommended path, and that's illuminated by the light of grace. You could take a look to your right and explore a very ominous looking lake and ruins, or you could turn around and spot a lone island off in the distance, and you can think, I wonder how I even can get over there. And they're not gated by having tougher enemies in one location versus another. Equally challenging fights in all directions. You can tackle them in any order you want to. And in the closed test, they did have a couple of areas that were walled off by invisible barriers, so we don't know how it's going to play out on the full game. But what is especially impressive about the closed network test was that even though there were a lot of areas that were walled off, there was so much to explore and discover. And how about hidden NPCs, non-playing characters that will help you, or bosses just roaming out into the field instead of being like locked into a room with one. A plot of land where lightning continuously strikes and there's electronically charged rocks you can get. Felt like every 5 minutes that people were finding out, what in the world is this? And then dungeons, catacombs, hidden throughout the world. Sort of like the shrines in Breath of the Wild. And those dungeons varied wildly in their designs. Two or three rooms, handful of enemies and a boss, or other ones you needed a torch to get through just to see anything, multi-leveled caverns. And the bosses in the dungeons aren't horribly tough, but you do get rewards, and it's still a boss, even though you could call it a mini boss. So it's very forgiving when it comes to open world exploration. Your character doesn't expend any stamina when outside of the combat, so you can sprint, jump, and roll endlessly. And there are automatically activated respawn points in those tough to beat areas, so you rarely have to make the long walk of shame back to your dropped currency if you die. And the enemies will retain the damage if you run away. So you can play hit and run on your horse all you want. So the other thing is, you've got these legacy dungeons, and those are very lengthy linear dungeons, sort of like the Honor Londo in Dark Soul. And the only one that they gave a taste to was the Stormveil Castle. That was the first legacy dungeon in Elden Ring, but it was just something to whet the appetite as you go. So when it comes to testing out multiplayer, it wasn't much because there were only a few players in the closed network, but everything just seems like the old standard fare when you get to that. It seems you're only open to PvP invasions if you summon a player to play with you cooperatively. So it's like you're not fighting strangers. I don't know that for sure yet. But it looks like a blast. And if you're wondering when this is going to come out, it looks like February of next year. And it's not just going to be PC, but it's supposed to be on PS5 as well. And hopefully Xbox Series X and S. Now, I still don't have a PS5. And now that we're in November, it's been literally a year. It's been over a year. And I've seen hide nor hair of these things. But, you know, it's really cool when you hear about a game, you trust the developer, you know the developer, you know how crazy the guy is. And you think about, doing these network tests, and it just is just mouthwatering. It really is. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give away the game. We'll also take your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, and I'll tell you what's new on the shelves this week. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after the hour. This is the time I give away the game. And I have a code here to give out for the PS4 / PS5 version. The code works for both. For Call of Duty Vanguard. This game is also available on the Xbox Series X and S, the Xbox One, and the personal computer. It's from Activision, published, developed by Treyarch and Sledgehammer Games. Here's the blurb. Call of Duty Vanguard includes a deeply engaging single-player campaign, a massive launch day multiplayer offering featuring 20 maps, including 16 built for core multiplayer, and an exciting new zombies experience. My question is this part of a long series of games in a franchise? Or is this a standalone game and we've never heard of it before? Yeah, it's pretty easy. Just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have a few of these to give away. Start with the second correct answer. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Just tell me if Call of Duty is part of a long franchise or not. It's not a trick question. And you will win the PS4 / PS5 version. It's really cool that Activision gave me these to give away because, you know, if all of a sudden I got a PS5, I'd be like, oh, dang, now I can't play it. Oh, yeah, you can. So let me know, and we'll get that game over to you sharpish. An FPS game that I have been playing, and this is on PC, is Hell Let Loose. Hell Let Loose, developed by Black Matter, is the kind of game that just once again solidifies the fact that we're in the golden age of the first-person shooter. And no matter what kind of FPS game that you want, there's probably something out there for you. So if you're more of a military sim fan, Hell Let Loose is one of those games. And if you just think about how could someone, make a game that has a truly hardcore battlefield to it? And the main game mode is basically one huge match of rush with one team pushing and the other team defending, which happens to be my favorite form. You know, I like all the little kill confirms and TDMs and things, but team deathmatch, but I like rush. One defending and one pushing. But you can't just respawn on a squad mate every time you die. You can only respawn on outposts that are placed by a squad leader or at a larger garrison. So if you let the enemy overrun your garrison, you're forced to run over a kilometer back to the fight. Yeah, it's that kind of game. And you might think, well, is that like Arma? Because Arma would get boring. No, but it's also the kind of game where one bullet can kill, and it's as brutal as it sounds. And you can get killed. You have no idea where the shot came from. Kind of like real life, right? The revives are only possible if there's a medic around, and there's usually not. So if you spend any amount of time playing squad or insurgency, that kind of lethality is going to be familiar. But the changes that are significant is when almost everyone is carrying, you know, a Mauser, you know, or an Enfield, just some bolt action rifle, because most classes aren't just spray and pray on full auto. So every shot has to be considered along with travel time and bullet drop and all that. So Hell Let Loose's emphasis is on teamwork, as I mentioned, respawn management, and then vehicles. But crucially, Black Matter has just simplified most of the logistics with mechanics that can bog down those squad matches that can be an hour and a half long. Because you construct a garrison building that the entire team can respond at is way faster, and it makes half the effort than in squad. But building materials and ammo don't have to be manually loaded into trucks and driven somewhere. Certain classes can just set down nodes. They produce the resources for the whole team. And on the one hand, I appreciate those simplifications that Hell Let Loose makes more accessible. I mean, it's great that you can jump into almost any class, quickly get a grasp on things. But on the other hand, squads and penetrable logistical strategy layer was kind of part of its charm as well. I mean, when you can spend an entire match making supply runs for teammates, you can say, oh, look at me, I'm a small cog in a larger machine. Well, do you want to do that? Hell Let Loose is mostly fighting, which is fine by me, right? Now, I've seen people nitpick with the sound, and, you know, when everything is tuned correctly, the gun should be so loud that you can't hear a teammate over the radio, and you can say, well, in Hell Let Loose, no matter how much you mess with anything, the game is never really that loud at all. Well, if that's really a complaint, then you can turn it up. But it comes down to the sound effects, too. For the Car 98s, Carabiner, M1s, MP40s, and you hear a lot of whizzes and pops, but it lacks the sort of intimidating crack you hear when a bullet breaks the sound barrier next to your face. And there's three factions, US, Germany, and Russia, and they kind of sound a little bit more like cannons. But still, that's something that I don't think is worth crying over. So that's kind of splitting hairs. But, you know, then again, I remember with DICE, what they did with, Battlefield 4 and other games, and going out and recording the actual sounds from the gun. And of course, in real life, if you shoot those guns, you're going to have ringing in your ear big time anyway. But you might say, I don't really want to run a kilometer to the front line and get sniped from a random bush. But Hell Let Loose does about as well as any other battlefield-like sim, but it's also really similar to a few other games that have been around longer. And I don't know what the niche support is going to be for this, because a lot of people just want pick up and play and arcade action immediately. So, and maybe some of you out there miss the complexity of throwing things down and making your garrison and what have you. I don't need that, but it's a fun game. I'll just say I give it a thumbs up. We also heard that there's going to be a Quiet Place video game being made. It's being created. Three are in on it. Saber Interactive, Illogica, and Epitome. They say it's going to be an untold story of survival in the A Quiet Place universe. That's something that we were talking a little bit about next week, but that's now a done deal. Good to hear. And also, I wanted to mention this before we get to some of the new releases this week, is I always, if I see an article that talks about how video games actually help and don't hurt, and video games, by the way, don't hurt. There's been enough studies on that, but a lot of times they are a scapegoat. and they're a scapegoat for whatever ills are in society. You know, it used to be rock and roll, it used to be violent movies, and now violent video games. But there was a report from Neuroscience News that video games high in action content help players become quicker learners. Now, last week we were talking about people with hand-eye coordination. Well, this is learners. And Dr. C. Sean Green, a professor at University of Wisconsin, said, imagine taking an American and putting them through physical training to boost their athleticism. If you have them play rugby for the first time ever, they might not look good. And even after all, an athlete who is good at stepping into a match for the first time will have to learn a lot of new rules. And the idea is similar for action video games. So anyway, they took the data. I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but they took the data and they put it into effect. And it was a real thing that video games can help you, help you learn more and quicker. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's take a look at those new games as I was talking about. And these are games that are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Let's start off with one game that actually came out today. It's called Grow, Song of the Evertree. That's PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. That's RPG Sim. Sherlock Holmes for the PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One, adventure game. An adventure strategy game called The Wild at Heart. Not Wild at Heart, but The Wild at Heart. It's kind of cartoony, PS4 and Switch. Hextech Mayhem. Hextech Mayhem. This is a game for your Android and your iPhone, but also PC and Switch. It's a platformer. Kind of looks like a crazy version of Klonoa, if you remember that game, which I liked a lot. It's a very good game. The Smurfs, Mission Vilif, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One, a platformer. Yes, they made a new Smurfs game. The Waylanders, The Waylanders, a PC RPG. Next Space Rebels, that's PC, Switch, Xbox One, Sim. Blood Rain, this is the PS2 version of Blood Rain. It's now on the PS4, Switch, and Xbox One, as is Blood Rain 2. Radiohead, Kid Amnesia, that's how they spell it, Kid Amnesia, PC, Mac, PS5 music game, obviously. Century, Age of Ashes, Ashes, Action PC. Pokemon Shining Pearl, there it is on the Switch, and Pokemon Brilliant Diamond on the Switch as well. This is the one I'm really looking forward to. They always seem to come out the same week as these Call of Duty games, but Battlefield 2042, PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Big fan of that game. Lego Star Wars Castaways, Apple TV, Mac, iPad, iPhone. NASCAR Heat 5, this is on the Switch. Farming Simulator 22, Mac, PC, PS4, PS5, Stadia. Is there a game that's both on the Mac and the Stadia? There it is. So those are the new releases this week. We will take a quick break and we'll come on back with the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and we're going to close out the show in our customary fashion with a cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have a request here from Carrie, and Carrie wants to know the debug code for Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on the Genesis. Oh, you're playing it, are you? You're playing it on the real Genesis? Doesn't matter. You want the debug. Well, I'll give you the stage select as well. When you go to the music menu, if you go to the music menu and you play 1965, 09, and 17, then you will get stage select. Once again, 1965, 09, and 17. For the debug menu, where you can tinker with a lot of stuff, you got to play the tracks in this order: 1, 9, 9, 2, 1, 1, 2, 4, then press A, then hit start. Once again, for the debug menu in Genesis's Sonic the Hedgehog 2, debug menu, play tracks 1, 9, 9, 2, 1, 1, 2, 4. Press A and then hit start, and you're good to go with the funky Cole Medina. You're ready to go right there. So, and by the way, send your cheat code request. I mentioned rick@sportsbyline.com, and you can email me throughout the week. And as I said, to win Call of Duty Vanguard PS4, PS5 version, rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Video Game Review.